Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And it's time for recording again. Yes, our monthly recording session.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we can actually kind of catch up on news for once. Yeah.
Well, there's been some news this time now.
There has, but most of it didn't matter.
Well, I don't know. If you're one of the people getting laid off, that's kind of a big damn deal.
That mattered, and we're going to talk about that. But, I mean, there was lots of little piddly stuff like, you know, oh, this game's going to be doing this soon, and this game's going to have an expansion, and, you know, whatever. Standard. Normal. Happy for you DDO folks and whatnot. Good. Yay. Good for you. What we want to talk about is all the people, around 1,000 people lost their jobs in just over a week.
Between multiple companies? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was already wanting to talk about the whole Activision Blizzard thing. When that happened, I mean...
people? Yeah.
They announced it the day that they announced record revenue for the company. Oh, we brought in more money. Oh, we're so good and everything. Yeah, let's let almost 800 people go. To ensure the long-term stability of the company and, you know, to ensure that we'll grow and be even better than before, and then file with the SEC saying, yeah, we made this big change. We let laid a bunch of people off, but it may end up negatively impacting our business. We're just letting you know so that we don't get in trouble later.
So they're just saying that, hey, we didn't do this. We didn't plan to tank our stocks. But if that happens, don't ding us for it.
Exactly. But here's the thing, though. There's a lot of people that I've talked to online who have said, or I've seen on Twitter and whatnot, who have said, when they laid off all those people, I canceled my account for WoW.
Yeah.
And I will never buy a Blizzard product again. I've stopped playing Diablo. Stop doing all these things. I won't touch them again. I won't play an Activision game again because of how they treated these nearly 800 people. And sure, they weren't developers for the most part. It was quality assurance people. It was testers. It was the low end, you know, the people who could least afford to be laid off. It was community staff. Blizzard has almost no community staff now.
Yeah.
Or WoW.
They don't really give a shit about their community anyways.
It's like, who's running the freaking asylum over on the forums?
Maybe probably don't give a shit.
A couple people? They should, because that negatively impacts the game.
Oh, yes, it does. But right now, it's just a matter of, let's make as much money off this cash cow as we can before it dies. We've got WoW Classic. That's going to be our saving grace. They just put all their eggs in that little basket, and they're just hoping.
Yeah, they can hope, but from all the... they made WoW Classic, as kind of an aside. They made that with the intention of it being a... replacing all those private Classic servers.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They were thinking, oh, those people all come over to us, and they said they would. Because a lot of people said the only reason they're playing on a private server is because Blizzard didn't provide this service for them. And that's great. But those private servers only had, you know, a million or two people playing at most combined. You know, not all of them are going to come over.
Mm-mm.
But then again, a million or two people pretty much doubles the population for WoW right now. So...
Yes, but see, while it's quote-unquote doubling the population for WoW, it's not really. It's just moving them to a different version of WoW.
No. I'm talking about people that don't currently play WoW who would come back.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At most, they're looking at doubling. Probably not. And if they're putting, if they're hoping that they're going to get this big influx of a bunch of players, all right, great.
No, they will for the first month.
Exactly.
And then people are going to go, you know, now that nostalgia's worn off, I realize why I stopped playing anyways. I'm out.
Yeah.
I would almost guarantee that's going to happen.
You know, a good, especially since they're going to realize going, hey, wait, you mean there's going to be no updates? You're not going to, this is it. This is all I've got.
It's a static.
Just this.
Period.
They're going to race to endgame. They'll do the raids a couple times and then go, oh, yeah.
And now what?
Now what? Well, I guess I could go make a character on the regular servers, but ew, isn't that what I left? And then they'll go away. So they'll have basically this nice summer of extra money in, and then it's going to filter down to the hardcore people that just want to play on those classic servers.
Yes, and the people that remain on the regular. Fight in BlackRock. How many times are you going to do all those old raids, getting that quote-unquote epic gear, and then what?
Well,
it's not getting any better. It's not adding new things. It's static.
Sure.
This is it.
And worse yet,
it has a shelf life. It has a very short shelf life.
It's on these old systems that, you know, it was basically the game just before they launched Burning Crusade, which wasn't in a bad place. It worked, but there were problems, and they're not going to fix them. They said, this is what we're giving you. This is what you'll have. This is what you'll live with. No further development. Here's what you get. Good.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy yourselves. There's going to be this big influx. They're going to have to create a bunch of classic servers, right?
Well, I'm sure they've got plenty of empty servers just laying around.
Yeah, well, there's that. So they'll basically have all these servers, and then people will filter away, and they'll end up with one, maybe two at most, of these classic servers just sitting there, and the rest will get shut down, which will be another bad look, because really, Blizzard doesn't, well, actually, they won't. Blizzard will keep them up. They use that this mega server technology so that, really, you may say you're on server X, but server X is really kind of empty. Server X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, whatever, all these are grouped together into one server.
All right.
But in name only, you're coming from Feathermoon or this server or that server or whatever.
Right.
But in reality, you're all on this one server instead of these six or seven servers. So they'll keep all those classic servers running to make it look like, oh yeah, we haven't lost anybody. Nah. But it's just as empty as one low pop server. You just have a bunch of low pop servers. Have fun with that.
Well,
how enticing is that going to be to the new person going, hey, I'm going to play WoW, and oh, I heard they have this WoW Classic, so I could try the game out like it was years ago? And they go to log in, they're like, oh, look, there's a bunch of low population classic servers. And since we're splitting the community, it's going to be a bunch of people going over to play the classic game who may then just never come back. A bunch of other servers are going to be low pop.
And then what's going to happen medium pop. You're going to have those people who they're new to the game, they're trying out WoW Classic, and they go through one of those the mid-level zones. I'm trying to remember what they used to call them. They were you were flagged for PvP as soon as you went into them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to get ganked by a level 60. They're like level 12 or something. They're just barely in there walking around, and some level 60 comes rolling up and just, bam, wipes out the entire town. All the quest givers, all the guards, everybody dead.
That would be a contested zone, sir.
Yes, but they're going to go into these contested zones because you kind of have to.
Yeah.
On the PvP server, you have to go through those to get to the, you know, higher end content and level up and everything. And so they're going to have a-holes just like they had before.
Mm-hmm.
Who are going in and just wiping out all of the guards because they could.
Oh, wait, that's an excellent question. Will they have those again? Because if they're going to be, if they're going to be accurate to the game as it was, yes, they'd have some PvE servers and some PvP servers. But in the main game, they got rid of PvP servers. They encouraged people to flag for PvP, but because there was almost nobody playing on PvP servers, they got rid of them. They made them all PvE servers.
Yes. I was under the impression they were going to have two separate servers.
So was I.
PvP and PvE.
So was I. But makes me wonder if, especially after a little while, after...
But you know, the PvP dipsticks are going to be just freaking out. We need our PvP servers!
Uh-huh. And they'd be right, because it's supposed to be a classic experience.
Yes, it is.
And if they go, well, you know, we're going to kind of make y'all all of them PvE and you can flag. And that, like you said, takes away that experience because they can't go gank anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. It's a fun topic to bitch about, but...
Oh, yeah.
No, we were talking about the layoffs, and obviously the Activision Blizzard ones were ones we had to talk about, and I think it's going to blow up in their face so badly, because already I see people saying they won't play in a Blizzard or Activision game ever again.
Yeah, and those are the same people who said the same stupid thing the last 14 times that they had some kind of a piss-poor launch of their expansion or whatever.
Oh, sure, maybe so.
Whiny bitches.
And I bet you that's what Activision Blizzard is counting on. That when the next game comes out, that they'll be right back in line to drop more money. It's possible. But then NCSoft comes out and goes, hey, we've got to cut some costs. And in the West, our costs are going up and our income is coming down. So, yeah, we're going to lay off a couple hundred people at ArenaNet.
Yep.
So that was bad.
They did. NCSoft did their own round of layoffs as well.
Sure, sure.
But part of that was 143 people out of the 400 and some employees at ArenaNet.
Yes. I mean, Activision Blizzard laid off 8% of their staff, and it was almost 800 people.
Yeah.
ArenaNet laid off nearly a quarter.
No, it was more than that. People. It was
143 out of 400.
Oh, I think.
You're right. That's a lot of people.
That's a huge amount. And it wasn't just the low level, you know, last hired kind of people.
Oh, no.
Let go veteran developers.
Yes, they did.
Content creators. These were people who had been with the game for years.
Yep.
Not all, but some of the ones who were laid off were people that they're never going to be able to replace them.
Yeah.
These were people who, when you thought of Guild Wars 2, their name came up.
Yeah.
As, you know, this is one of our top quality, you know, content creators. And they're gone.
They effectively cut to the bone, as people say.
Yeah. And they had two unnamed projects. A lot of people are thinking that those unnamed projects were, my brain is failing me.
It's early in the morning. It's okay.
One of them was like a mobile game.
Sure.
And the other one was an MMO type game that they were working on. Both of those dead in the water. They've scrapped them completely. And the people that they moved from Guild Wars 2 over to work on those, they're bringing some of them back. So we're going to get to see a lot of people who were here for the early part of Guild Wars 2 coming back to help carry us along. Because right now what they've done is, and a lot of people are thinking, oh, the layoffs are horrible. Guild Wars 2 is going to die, blah, blah, blah. That's not the way they're going. No, they're trying to keep Guild Wars 2 active. They're trying to keep them, you know, keep their players happy because that's their only good income. And so they're bringing everybody back to keep working on Guild Wars 2 and keep that, you know, protect that egg, basically.
Yes. But
so for the players, that's a good thing. But in the long run, are they going to be able to do that?
Yeah. Because here's the thing. As far as NCSoft is concerned, ArenaNet is just a major loss because, you know, when you look at their stable of companies and games that they are the umbrella over. Lineage is their big game. Always has been. They put out Lineage 2 and it never came close to outdoing the original Lineage. It kicks ass in Asia. It is massive. And that's great. But they decided to go mobile, right? Because they've got all these different things, but Lineage is their big, Lineage and Lineage 2 and some other games, those are their stable in-house, right? That they don't have other companies running. Well, they put out Lineage M, their mobile version of Lineage. It did not meet Lineage for numbers, which, you know, that's fine. But It made more money in its initial release, its first month, than Guild Wars, the original, ever made in the entirety of its run with all of its expansions. And it continues to make that money. And they're about to put Lineage 2M out. Basically, they said, look, we've got our Lineage line, and we've got our mobile Lineage and Lineage 2 that's going to come out. Why do we need Guild Wars 2 again? Why do we need ArenaNet at all? Because between their mobile games, they're making up for their more money than Guild Wars 2 is making by far right now. Month to month, their mobile games are kicking ass. Guild Wars 2, it's not that great right now. I mean, they had their expansion last year, right? That was the last big
years.
Really? Has it? Damn.
Uh-huh.
Path of Fire was their last big boost of income. Otherwise, they have their steady inflow of microtransactions, which are fine, but they're losing players over time. They mention how their stable is aging out. It's getting older. It's losing players. It's slowly declining. And there's no news of a new expansion coming. So does that mean that NCSoft is getting ready to shutter ArenaNet?
Possibly.
I hope not.
I hope not too.
Because ArenaNet started off as an independent company, and NCSoft was publishing the game. They were just ensuring it got out. They're providing income, that sort of thing. They didn't own ArenaNet. Now they do. And they can just go, yeah, we're just going to kind of do like we did to WildStar and just shut y'all down. Probably take a year or so to make it happen, but they could do that. If they decided that the future is just mobile.
Well, they won't be getting my business.
Oh, no, of course not. And that's the thing, is it makes me worry about the future for MMOs, period. Because if you're not a mobile game making them huge amounts of money, at least currently, the future remains to be seen, or you're not this epic game that has just made ridiculous amounts of money over the years, like the original Maple Story, or Lineage, or, for God's sakes, EverQuest. EverQuest continues to soldier on. If you're not something like that, then why do they, these companies that are all they're beholden to as their stockholders, why do they need you anymore?
Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, MMOs as a genre might just go down to a few remaining games and everything else is, we'll be playing them on our tablets.
Well, if it goes that way, then I'm just not gonna, because I play a couple mobile games, but I'm not spending any money on them.
Oh, no.
I refuse to spend money on them. The only one I've actually spent money on is Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And that was just to increase bag space.
Right.
Other than that, don't care.
Yeah. Anyway, on lighter news, yes. And we're running out of time. Did you have something you wanted to talk about for that came out this week for Guild Wars 2?
Yeah, they had a delay of a week, but they were this is being recorded before they actually release it, so I'm hoping that they're going to release it this Tuesday, but they're supposed to be putting out the first mount for World versus World in Guild Wars, the Warclaw.
It looks pretty cool.
Oh, it looks really cool. But of course, it came with the whole slew of people panicking because the sky is falling, because they're putting a mount in World versus World that's going to ruin it. Yeah, shut up. You said the same thing about gliding.
I was going to say, wasn't that the same thing they said about gliding? Change is bad.
Yes. Anyway, so it's basically the first mount that's available for use in the World versus World PvP zones.
Okay.
The way it works is you can't mount while in combat, just like you can't mount in combat with anything else.
Right.
You can use it in the enemy zones, but you move at a slower speed. So when you're in your own zone, you can move quickly.
Uh-huh.
And by quickly, that means just a little bit faster than your sprint abilities. You know, any of the speed boosts that your characters can get.
Right.
And then, of course, it's a little bit slower than that when you're in the PvP zones. I didn't notice a whole huge difference in the speed, but the quality of the video I watched was not very high. So, but you have the ability to, all the mounts in Guild Wars 2 have a way of ending the mounted state with an initial attack on whatever you're hitting.
Right.
You know, like the Raptor does the tail spin that just drags all the enemies into a group so you can AoE them down.
Yes.
Well, this one has a big paw attack where it just leaps in because it's basically Battle Cat.
Yes.
He-Man, I think.
Yes.
Anyhow, but it jumps in and goes, bam, hits him with the paw attack and you're dismounted and the fight starts. But it also has the ability to, you can hook a chain to a tower gate or a keep gate and pull. And it does like 2,000 points of damage every time you pull on it.
Mm-hmm.
And 2,000 may sound like a lot, but these gates have huge amount of health. So they figure the mounts, you can hook three mounts up to one gate, plus use like a battering ram to speed the process of taking the gate down so you can assault the keep.
Right.
And it uses supply just like every other siege weapon does to do that ability. If you don't have supply, you can't do it. I mean, it takes like one supply every time you do it. Anyway.
Oh, that seems fair.
Well, yeah. And, you know, the big complaint people have is that, well, the biggest part behind PvP is attrition. You have to have attrition because that way, you know, while you've killed off all these enemies and they're running back to the fight, you can take out the rest of them. And without attrition, if they're coming back to the fight too fast, we're not going to be able to win or lose. It's just going to be constant battle over the same spot. And I get that.
Yeah, it seems reasonable to complain.
But they're working hard to make sure that that is not an issue. They have not had a full test. You know, they may have done internal testing with it. Great. But they haven't done a live test, so that's what this Tuesday is going to be, because I can tell you right now, everybody who plays the game really wants to have as many of the mounts as possible.
Right.
And
all these people
try and get it.
All these people complaining about, hey, it's bad. They're going to be first in line to get themselves
one. They are going to be first in line. They're going to be waiting in queue to log in and pick up that mount. I guarantee it. So... But that's what's happening. We got a new mount coming, and everybody's excited, angry, emotional. Let's just say emotional. That works.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as for me, there was some big news with the game I'm primarily playing, Lord of the Rings Online, and we're recording this beforehand. You're going to be hearing this in the aftermath, hopefully. But I do have to wonder if my favorite game is, you know... still in operation. Okay, that's a little bit of hyperbole. They have their standard maintenance Monday morning, like they do usually. Usually Monday or Tuesday morning, you know, down for a couple hours to do maintenance. Wednesday, though, from 2 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday morning, 11 p.m. Tuesday on Pacific time, until midnight Wednesday into Thursday Eastern time. Yes, you heard that right. That's 22 hours. The game will be down. It may be not be down that full time. They're aiming to get it up sooner, but they're doing data management. You know, their where the servers are. They're doing this major change over there. And that has me concerned because the last time they did anything like this that I recall is when they moved from one data center to another. The data centers were like from one town to the next. They were just a few miles apart, not a huge amount of distance. But they had to take down the old servers, move all the information over to the new servers, test them, and bring them up. It was expected to take a day. The game was down for 2 days because, you know, as I recall, because they went to bring them up, and in their testing went, oh, this is bad, this is wrong, and they had to do stuff and make sure that they did it right. Otherwise, it could have been really, really horrible for a bunch of people. You know, corrupted characters, lost characters, rollbacks, the whole bit. Anyway, so there's this fear in me. I mean, it's probably unfounded. But it's possible that while you're hearing this podcast, Lotro is still down. That would be a worst case scenario, obviously. But, and I absolutely hope that they're back and that everything went well and that there was no snafus whatsoever. But it's computer stuff. And even if you're just somebody who's, you know, done something as simple as reinstalled your operating system to kind of refresh your home computer. Then you try and go and install the stuff you'd saved, your old photos and your games and stuff. Sometimes things don't go right. You have driver issues or things like that, and you have to go and do it again. I'm sure you know what I'm talking of.
Oh, yeah.
When that happens to your home computer, man, that's inconvenient and that's a pain. And boy, I hate that. When it happens to your game, where you have literally dozens upon dozens of characters, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. Especially when I'm live streaming that game 3 times a week. Ow.
Well, that's okay. That'll give you a chance to just take a break and relax.
Uh-huh.
Because it's going to be down for a week.
Oh, no. I'm not sure Lotro would make it that far. I love Lotro, but you would have riots.
More than 2 days and people forget it exists to begin with.
Oh, no, 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 no. We're hardcore. The people that play Lotro are hardcore fans. We are.
Uh-huh.
We have to be. We're all that's left. And so we're not going to forget it. But oh, my God. That would be so bad. You know, as soon as it comes up, people would be right in there. But we'd all be furtively checking every character to make sure everything's fine. And then, of course, you'd have people going, where is my bauble? Because something would be missing from their bags that they would have forgotten they deleted or sold a while ago. But no, no, it was in the changeover. Something went wrong. And there will be a massive amount of complaints because of that. Oh, buckle up, kids. It's going to be a fun week.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Everything's going to be great.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
I say as I'm digging my fingernails into my hand. It's going to be great.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is.
Anyway, so we're a little late. Pre-edit. So we should probably go. Do you have any final thoughts of our news show?
No, it's just, you know, we actually finally had news for the news show.
Yeah. Yeah. Something worth talking about. Activision Blizzard is horrible. NCSoft is horrible, and all these other companies that are laying people off are horrible.
Well, and there's one other piece of news, but we might, you know, save it for another show, is Neverwinter has their biggest expansion coming soon.
Oh, neat.
It's supposed to be flipping massive.
Yeah, we probably have to hold on to that because we're late.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's why DDO rapidly said, we're doing one too, with no details. But yes, they're doing one. We're a D&D MMO too! Oh, God.
Yes.
Anyway, so till next time, I'm Skarmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at schoolme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.